Well, election time is upon us here in the United States, and I got to tell you that you should vote for Jay Kutchison and Kelly McCoy running. I don't know what other candidates you have in mind, but we're going to turn this country around.
Right.
Go ahead. Throw your vote away.
Or please throw your vote away. I've got a lot of money riding on this.
I'm going to turn all suburbs into this national parks and kick everyone out.
Yeah, exactly. See? we have the right ideas.
Wait, are you guys old enough to run for president?
How old do you need to be?
35.
We're almost there.
So close.
Next election cycle.
Yeah. We can run for that. We can run for the House.
That's what I'm saying. Kelly and I will run.
Hear me out. Yellowstone National Park golf course.
The last hole is the geyser.
If it blasts your ball out and land in another hole, you get a free toy.
It'll be a golf course for the heads of billionaires.
If your golf ball triggers the mega quake.
Oh, yes. The super volcano.
You win $1 billion.
It's the billionaire you killed to get into the course.
Right. You win his money.
I'm so good at capitalism, guys.
Kelly, we're running for the presidency next election cycle. Mm-hmm.
Wait, both of you are going against each other?
No. So
no, we're going to jointly win Andy Harris's seat in our district. We're going to share it. We'll share a seat and everything.
Yeah,
and then we'll use that as our political experience to run for president.
Literally share a seat. Yeah. Like you're both sitting on the same chair.
We'll both be president. We haven't decided a vice president yet.
Yeah. Because historically, that has always worked out.
Yeah, definitely.
Sharing the seat of power. Especially for the Romans.
No one literally did it, though. We're going to literally share a seat of power.
The idea here is that Kelly's farting, and he's got all the money ideas, and he's got all that. But,
I'm just the one who likes to talk and just get into debates with people.
So that's what we're going for.
Okay. I mean, as long as you're not following Kelly's stock advice circa 2015, we should be all right.
Hey, man. I was young.
Gotta invest in payday candy bars.
The only reason why I say that, Kel, is because I recently sold off some of our dumb financial decisions today.
Yeah, you know,
I looked at it. It was like, value loss, total loss is 99%.
Jesus,
hey man, if you needed your 75 cent, if you needed your 75 cent cash out. Might as well take it.
No, they had you pay to have them take it away from you.
Wait, what was it?
I can't even remember the company. It's one of those no-name penny stocks companies.
I was going to say, it's one of those things where you're just like, you know what, I'll throw a dollar here, a dollar there.
Buy 300 shares for $100, and if it goes up like 2%, you make a profit.
I mean, that's why he's just like, oh, you know what, Circuit City sounds like a good idea. And how about Kmart?
The Jake and Kelly administration is going to open Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Okay.
See, yeah, that's never turned out bad.
Yeah.
You win the election.
Yeah. That's exactly what we're going to do.
There's only six movies saying not to do it, but, you know.
We'll do it differently, though. It's going to be better and safer.
We spare no expense.
The director, God himself, told us these are prophecies, and you're just going to ignore it, piss on God's face. All right.
Plan's never worked for anyone else before. But maybe it'll work for us.
It'll work for us. You see, here's the idea. We don't genetically modify the dinosaurs to be scarier. That's really the only problem they
had. See, what we have to do is do what the horrible dog breeders do and make them all small and have health problems. And then they aren't threats to us.
Well, these things are really ugly and not as cool as I thought, but they're safe.
What state should we build Jurassic Park in? Or are we going to do the whole buy an island in the Pacific?
Ohio.
Obviously island.
No, just Nebraska.
No,
No.
I like putting the dinosaurs in Ohio. Let's put the dinosaurs in Ohio.
There's nothing else there.
Actually, Florida would be better temperatures.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Also, you can't do Ohio. Your cousin lives there. He's already got incentive.
The problem with Florida is that it kind of can go underwater at any second, so, you know.
And then it's a water park, Mark. Come on, man.
Oh, no.
See, these are the things you're not thinking of.
Oh, no. The dinosaurs are going crazy in Florida. Let's just raise the global temperature a couple degrees. We'll be fine in 2 months.
Man, you know, Florida's really weird. what can we do to make it weirder? Let's put dinosaurs in it.
They love the gators. These are big gators.
I mean, you know what? They have no regulation and a governor who will do anything for money, so.
Exactly. So it's all there.
Honestly, the biggest barrier to your campaign is just getting the rights to the music from the original soundtrack.
Sure. Sure.
Oh, you're never going to do that. Let it go.
But you can't do it as a kazoo. Like the. Oh my god, yes.
Hear me out. Jurassic Park soundtrack, but it's dubstep.
I'm on board.
That's fire.
See? See, these are, yeah.
You know what? I'm sure somebody's
been on the card, yet I'm the one dropping all the fire.
I'm gonna hire an advisor, and that advisor is gonna be Vermin Supreme, okay? Think about it. Do you know who Vermin Supreme is?
No.
Yes. Oh, man. Google Vermin Supreme right now.
No please. One knew what you were talking about.
I was about to say, is he calling somebody the King
of
Rats?
I do because, you know, what's your policy on giving everyone a pony?
Yeah,
He has a boot on his head.
He has a boot on his head. So this guy ran for president
before.
Yeah, yeah. This guy's ran for president multiple times, and like his policies are really funny. One of them, yeah, was it everybody gets a pony?
Yep, everyone gets a pony.
Everybody gets a pony.
What was the guy's name again?
Vermin Supreme. He's he's an interesting guy. He's part of the member of Libertarian. Member of the Libertarian Party Judicial Committee. Of course he fucking is.
That's just a guy from Florida. I don't know what you're talking about.
He's got an interesting shaped beard. Like it's hiding two giant testicles hanging from his chin or something.
It is.
Right at his nips.
So this guy will... he's going to be an advisor, okay? I put that in air quotes here on this audio medium. Because he'll be entertainment, okay? Because I know that if he agrees with something, I need to be like, all right, that's a little too out there. and that's how you kind of rear yourself in, you know.
He's a secretary of sanity check.
Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't make any decisions, but he makes sure you make the right ones.
Exactly. See, that's the thing is that you don't have yes men, and you don't have people that fight you constantly. You just kind of have those barriers around you to be like, all right, we're getting a little too far there. Okay, you know, like this is kind of getting a little too distant here. Here's what you got to do.
How far can I push the crazy? Vermin?
Yeah. Vermin? You totally agree with that? All right. Vermin, thanks for your help.
And think of the nuclear deterrent that we, like, yeah, we have the theme park, but then you have that stupid thing they did in the new movies where it's like velociraptors with cameras on their heads. Mm-hmm. What advanced civilization would know how to deal with that?
See, I always like that in the Jurassic Park movies later when they're just like, yes, we're using for military operations. And I'm like, why? Like, what?
Yeah, what?
Why is a velociraptor more precise than a drone-guided missile?
Right. A freaking...
we can send a missile to orbit and make it land on whatever terrorist dickhead we want. Like, the head of his penis, we could make it land right there.
Every time, I'm just like, that sounds so freaking stupid, but, you know, whatever. Conservation be damned.
I'm also going to say that we're going to move the White House and everything that goes on in there into the Bass Pro Shops pyramid. That's where the office is going to be.
What state is that in?
Las Vegas.
Is it in Vegas?
I'm pretty sure it's in Vegas.
I mean, there's a big Bass Pro Shop near
Memphis, Tennessee.
Tennessee.
All right.
Bass Pro Shops at the pyramid.
The new capital's in Memphis.
Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee.
And you have
the proud historic Memphis.
We can force the Ravens to still be a Baltimore team, but they have to travel back to Memphis every day after practice.
because we lose the capital of DC.
I mean, have you seen this thing? It's fucking cool.
Oh, or you can make the White House Ravens Stadium and have the roof snipers for the counterterrorism, like every time the enemy team makes a pass, I have to look up and go,
I don't know. I'm going to have to run that one by Vermin.
Okay. Vermin, what do you think? He just says his house. So I think we're good on the pyramid. I think we're good on the pyramid.
I don't know. He's probably in a pretty nice house.
What's your house? It's a mud cot. Uh-huh. Just okay. What's all right, I got it.
Son of a bitch, I got a double wide.
Well, I elect that we get into this episode. That being said, for all of our American listeners, get out there and vote. Do your civic duty. the country's at stake, as it always is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody knows me as the funny man, but funny man's telling you to go vote.
Yes, yes. Please go vote. If there's anything there that I'll say is that, you know, we have a moral decision to make, and go make that decision, please. Pathfinder, you guys took out some giants, all but one, actually, last episode. So what happened at the very end of last episode was that you guys killed the head stone giant, who was clearly like the father of the first one you guys killed, and the last hill giant, that's bloodied. He's certainly bloodied, but he saw what happened and he goes, "Oh no!" dropped his tree trunk. That's the club he was using, and is getting ready to run. So this does make it Grimshaw's turn, however. So Grimshaw, what do you do in your turn?
You know, Grimshaw is typically the type of person that likes to finish the job. Because if you don't finish the job, has a tendency of coming back. However, in this case, knowing what he knows about these giants, because he did some reconnaissance, he recollected some facts on these giants and knows that they are cowards when they are alone, he is going to bank on the fact that this is the only battalion or group of giants that are headed to this mine. So I think as long as the giant is running away from our destination, kind of like, you know, other direction, opposite direction, complete opposite direction, I'm going to let him go. If he starts running towards the mine,
okay,
that's another thing. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold my action in anticipation of what he's going to do.
Okay. All right. Next down the list in initiative is Kezra.
Man. So he's still, he's looking like he's about to run, but he's still where he is, right?
Yes. Okay. His turn is directly after yours, so.
Mm-hmm. So I see him getting ready to bolt. I think. I mean, I'm just going to kill the guy.
Yeah. That's fair. Might as well.
They had their chance at peace. So he's going to go ahead and do. He's going to cast a 5th level Blazing Bolt on him.
All right.
Against his reflex DC.
Right.
Another shadowy, fiery bolt launches out. Oh! Oh!
Oh.
Oh! That is a 38.
Oh! Oh my god. Yeah, that is definitely a crit.
Yes! Alright, so this will be 10d6 damage.
Doubled.
Alright, that will be 58 damage.
Oh my. Oh,
sounds about right.
Alright, so he's that hurt a lot. Still up, but he's wavering at this point.
Yeah, my last action. He is going to. I don't have that spell.
Is he on fire with a crit from that, or is he?
Actually, let me see.
Like most fire spells have that.
No, it's just double damage.
Okay, just a straight. Okay, yeah. Because his turn's coming up, so I wanted to make sure he didn't have to spend one of his actions to put a fire out on his body.
Oh no, I'm on fire!
Oh no,
that was a natural 19 though, so that would have been awesome if I had gotten one more.
So,
I think with my last action, I will just hover.
Okay. All right, spend the action to hover again. Okay, it comes to the hill giant's turn.
Wait, before he goes, I'm going to take my action.
All right.
Seeing that Kezra just laid a massive hit on him and he looks like he's about to die, Kezra's going to get in there and finish the job.
Kezra's going to get in there and finish the job.
Kezra's going to get in there.
Kezra, take my turn. I can do this because of the web.
Gladly.
I'll take it.
Figure.
Can we just give actions to other people?
No, you cannot.
Everyone knows that my character's worthless, so if I can just give my turn to Kezra.
Yeah, let's try every turn. Try. Everybody just gives all their whole first turn to me.
Yeah. No, we all dump into Elkwood.
Here, Kezra, get six actions. You can do whatever the hell you want.
First round, there was about 800 damage dealt to the big bad guy.
Yeah. My first executive order is to make that not possible.
Either I chain lightning everybody four times, or Grimshaw releases like 5,000 hunted prey arrows.
So Grimshaw.
Yes.
Sadly, I have to work with what I got. With the honestly, I didn't even get my dice because I'm just like, I'm not even gonna roll well. So why do I even roll? So first, I gotta get out my dice.
He's taking in his drawer.
You could definitely cut all this, right?
No.
Why is he taking his pants off? John, this is an audio podcast.
Tim, put your pants back on. Stop.
Why'd you turn away from the camera? Bend over.
That's where I keep my dice, okay?
There's a very funny joke in our Let's Plays where there's a locked door. The first thing you do is try to put your penis in it.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe it'll work. I don't know.
Let me get my skeleton key.
Has it ever worked before?
Never. Not once.
Not yet. Not yet, though. That's the thing.
All right, so Grimshaw is going to take a step.
Uh-huh.
So that means I do not incur any attack of opportunities, even though I don't think they have one.
I'm going to
strike out with the Morning Star of Melania. Hey, that is actually not a 2, so this might hit.
All right.
That is a total of a 32.
That is a hit, my friend.
Oh my gosh. What? Grimshaw hitting?
That's what happened before.
See, yeah. you needed the weak break. You needed the time.
Yeah, he's finally landing those hits at the most inconsequential time of the fight.
I didn't want to point that out.
Sorry, I just had to take this from him.
Well, that's 15 points of damage.
All right. Stella.
Do it when it matters, worm boy.
Oh my gosh. Alright, so I have one action left. And does he look like really bad?
If I had to give you a hint, I would say there was one digit in his health points.
Whoa, that's a big hint.
That's a big hint.
Alright, well in that case, because I was so generously given that big hint, I'm going to use a battle prayer.
Alright.
Like, Milani, we can't let this one escape.
Oh, he...
Kill him. And I'm going to roll my religion check. And as long as I do good,
sure, Milani.
I will hurt.
Milani has never failed you in the past.
Hey, Milani came through for me because it's a 15 on the die. For
right.
a 34
okay,
against
and...
your will DC.
Against the will DC.
Yeah.
That is a critical success.
That means I do 2d6.
2d6.
If you don't kill us, I'll be so happy.
All right.
It will be especially funny.
Snake eyes.
But it's also going to be really cool if he does.
There is no possible way that I don't kill him because I got a 9.
He had 9 hit points left.
Oh.
So you... please describe your kill, or please describe Milani's kill.
So
it wasn't you, it was Milani.
Yeah, I'm not taking that one.
He's a champion. That's what he says every time.
I don't get the XP for that.
Yeah. So, gets the XP.
It's a paperwork thing. You gotta say it was Grimshaw for the XP.
Yeah, right.
So you hear the prayer. You know, obviously it's a battle prayer. I said it, but it's more like shouting it. And as the last words, like, you know, kill him, echo. You just see, like, the blood that he has shed from getting attacked these, you know, numerous times. You see just, like, supernaturally, like, soaks into the ground. And then just a cascade of thorns and roses just climb up his body and drag him to the ground in a lump of thorns.
So these thorns drag him down, and he's trying to, like, get away, and he's trying to, like, pull the thorns out, but it just rips more thorns out of the ground at him.
I love Milani kills.
Yeah. He falls to the ground, and he ceases to live. Combat is officially over. What are you guys going to do?
Inspect the stone giants, honestly.
Yeah, okay. Just take a look, see what we can find.
Yeah, that's where I'm gonna, especially through the two stone giants.
Okay. They had... they had great clubs. They have a bag. And that's it.
What's in the bag?
What's in the bag?
You open the bag, rocks.
Really?
It's a bag, yep, of rock throne.
It is. I'm not joking. Sack for holding rocks. That is the official description on the character sheet.
Well,
it's probably some pretty good canvas that thing's holding rocks that size, though.
That's a fair point.
It's true. So what is interesting is that these guys actually have. It's funny that they have that anyway, because they can just create boulder. So
yeah, I know.
It create boulder is take one action.
Okay.
Molds a boulder from primal earth and throws it as a strike. So it's one action to create and throw.
Oh, so, okay. That's weird, but.
But the hill giants themselves don't have the ability, though, so that's probably why they have these things.
You know, in our 5e game, I polymorphed myself into a stone giant, which I found out later was... I should not have been able to do. But no.
Okay.
It was funny, because I was like, I throw a rock. And Mitch was like, okay, well, that's probably going to do, like, what, 2d6 damage? Like, no, Mitch, this is an ability that I need. It was funny.
Yeah. You just find some... great clubs. The hill giants definitely just have trees, but the stone giants themselves seem to have, like, worked clubs, so it's all, like, gnarled on the end of it and stuff like that, so.
Alright, well, I think it's safe to say that we're going to see more of these. We talked about going to the mine and dealing with the Scarlet Triad. They clearly knew what we were talking about.
You don't think they're working together, do you?
I do.
Hmm.
We told them that we were going there for someone else. They're in league with them. I don't think it's a coincidence that there's a shrine of Mineral there.
Not terribly common that giants work with little folk.
I don't know much about giants, but this does seem odd.
Well, the stone giants, they're seekers of wisdom. Perhaps they have something to gain that is valuable to them. We know that there's a shrine to Minderal. Maybe the wisdom they seek is there, and the Scarlet Triad is keeping it from them. The Scarlet Triad, they seem like they are shrewd deal makers. Would not surprise me that they are able to speak a price, cause it to be so.
Elkwood, you have any idea about these things? That's something that seems like it's possible to you?
No, honestly, I've never heard of giants working with small folk, namely for this. So if anything, what I'm thinking of, and he's just trying to use, like, I guess, underworld lore. Like, is that a role I can do for that? Like, I don't know how useful it's going to be, but I'm just trying to think of, like, Minderhall is not something like... the player is thinking that the giants are just being opportunistic about this. They're like, oh yeah, we'll just do whatever as long as we get to the shrine. We don't give a shit.
Yeah, do underworld lore, because that they're it could reveal something just kind of like in how the cult itself, or how the Scarlet Triad works.
Yeah, okay, so underworld lore, that 30.
30. You've worked with organizations before, and you get the feeling that they would employ anyone if it suited them. Hmm. They literally use, like, demons. The other guy was summoning Valstrax. So if you get the feeling that if these giants served a purpose somehow, then yeah, absolutely. Man, they could, you know, twist them.
A true equal opportunity employer. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they weren't slavers. They'd be perfect.
You know, we don't worry about that.
Yes, but, I mean, I guess if the price was right, they would hire the giants. There's no emblem at all on these giants.
On these guys? No.
Yeah.
Nope.
So, yeah, they're like basically freelancers.
The only thing you might be able to see is that they have some like markings that look like, you know, from one of them might be from like one tribe, while another one might have a different marking from another tribe. So it looks like maybe they were getting together for something, but
yeah.
Giants are aligning their banners under a common cause.
I've heard this before. Well, Elk's kind of curious about the stone giants. I don't think he's really ever interacted with one before. So, I mean, just kind of out of morbid curiosity, when you said something about stone skin, like, do they just have stone skin on all the time, or is it like a innate spell? Because he's just kind of like, you know, cutting, like, seeing one that's bleeding and just kind of like poking it.
Go ahead and roll me society if who rolled society the first time?
I think I did.
I think you did. Yeah, that sounds right. Because you were checking if they have vision. So that's what you
rolled.
Go ahead and roll society, Mark.
Solid 17 on die for a 32.
32. Okay. That's enough to know that they don't usually. So they do have some innate magic. But they don't usually have this kind of thing, so this might have been somebody who was extremely gifted or well-trained in sort of primal arts.
Gotcha. Yeah, because I was just kind of curious about that. I'm like, is that something stone giants have in 2E, is that they just have stone skin?
That'd be cool.
I'd be cool and also horrible for everyone, but... Well, it seems like, lot of mounds of corpses here, I guess we continue on after we heal, because I know a couple of us got pretty battered.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like solid logic.
Yeah. How is everybody feeling right now?
Kezra's
pretty good.
Kezra's beat.
Oh, yeah. Kezra got the shit.
I'm wounded too.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, you were a crit away from dead.
Right.
I was in bad shape.
I'm at 58 out of 173.
Ooh. Oh. I'm half. Down half.
I'm only down like 30 because I was locked in the freaking box of emotion over there.
Right. You put you in the box.
We'll
do the, you know, 10-minute heal, lay on hands.
I'll say this, you guys can take some time, and the giants did not finish all the coffee, so you can have a nice cup of Joe.
Look, there's only a little bit of slobber in this.
Puts hair on your chest. It's fine.
Did you guys know that the most valuable coffee in the world goes through a stone giant's stomach?
I imagine that you gotta like take a drink, and it's like you ever get like sand. You ever get like sand in your teeth or something like that?
You go
to the beach and like have a sandwich or whatever, and get like a day later, you like bite down on something and it's like grit. And you're like, what? Oh my god!
Yeah, it gets everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess as we're healing, in the meantime, he's going to command Vimir to kind of like drag the bodies off. Out the path.
Okay.
Just because I feel like Vimir will be able to, like, drag, but not, like, obviously, lift. We're going to be here for a while, so.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Use one of the Hell Giants as, like, a bench press. And just get him swole.
I mean, he'll do that, too.
It doesn't say how heavy they are, but, I mean, these things are large.
Yeah, they're dense things. I mean, they're everyone's kind of... Vimir's the giant-ass bird with, like, a higher strength score than me, so...
Yeah.
So roughly how far are we from the quarry at this point?
You would be able to get there within the next day.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to have a rest in between there, it would make sense, especially with this combat.
Probably just want to get those spells back, get our health back up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll once we finish up here, healing up, maybe grilling some bear, we'll carry on and travel until nightfall.
There's a whole cow.
No, he wants that bear meat.
Yeah, man.
He wants that vitamin A.
Usually I'm against killing apex predators for food, but this one's already dead, so.
Why would? So you kill him for any other reason? Like, oh yeah, shoot! Don't touch that. I know you're hungry, but no, it's an apex predator. Screen, let it lie.
Off screen, Benson has eaten every one of our kills.
Yep. Dude, if you kill it, you're responsible for it. Come on.
That's just like, I don't kill for self-defense. I kill for food.
Only. Where do you think I get all this protein, man?
He's a very weird sect of a paladin.
Yeah. It's a weird sect called being right.
The poor face you make when you kill a gelatinous cube.
Oh God!
That's when you know Benson's gone and Bros is here.
Just like everybody, go on. You're not gonna want to see this.
See, I was thinking, like, wasn't that something in with polar bears or something that if you actually eat, I think the liver of a polar bear, you could probably die.
It didn't surprise me.
Yeah, that didn't surprise me at all.
Because it's something to do with the vitamin A. Like, you basically overdose on vitamin A if you try to eat a polar bear.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it's just like there's plenty of people that have, like, not cooked, like, a blowfish correctly served the venom in it. Oh, I know. Yeah, yeah. But it's like there's instances of that. And that's why, like, if you go to a place that serves that, you better understand that they are as good quality as they're supposed to be.
Well, funny thing about bears. Go ahead, Tim.
No, you go.
Funny thing about bear specifically, do you know if you hunt bear, it is illegal for you to, while you are butchering it, open up its chest cavity?
Why?
Because there is a minor black market on black bear and brown bear gallbladders, because it is a home remedy for a lot of sickness. They say if you eat the bile and gallbladder of a black bear and or brown bear, it's all this, like, home remedy shit. And like no, there's a lot of disease that could happen from that, so.
Yeah, that sounds like just shit, so.
Goodness. Well, luckily, your characters are smarter than that, so.
But I wasn't supposed to eat the gallbladder.
He's just puking. Oh, God.
Grimshaw's definitely an oily girly. He's like, oh, I need my brown bear gallbladder bile.
He knew. I imagine him kind of like the, you know, Liver King. Like,
oh,
Liver
King.
Like, yeah,
fucking Liver King.
Like that, you know, one true king.
Oh, you know, Liver King. I don't take steroids. Oh wait, maybe I do.
He definitely did.
Like thousands of dollars worth of steroids every month.
Thousands. Anyway. You guys rest up. You're able to rest up. You're able to heal. You're able to kind of clean up this area. Now, you guys are heading... You're coming towards the base of the Summershade Mountain, which you know is where the quarry is, because it's built into the mountain. Is there anything you guys want to do sort of as you're approaching? You guys are resting, right, beforehand? Because you said you want to get spells back.
Okay.
We could do a classic Elkwood reconnaissance. Invisible Elkwood reconnaissance.
I wanted to get recon before we do something tomorrow.
It worked
pretty damn well in the jungle mine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I will. If you want to do that, you want to give him invisibility and just kind of let him walk in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's pretty solid.
If Elkwood wants to.
Yeah, sure. I'm good with it.
Okay. You can go ahead and let me make sure. Okay, make sure about vision here really quick. Okay. Alrighty, that looks good to me. Okay. I'm just making sure vision's done correctly here. And... okay. I'm going to activate the Summershade Granite Quarry map. Let me know when you guys are in.
Oh, jeez.
Is that your trap card?
I activate Summer Shade Granite Quarry.
Summer Shade Granite Quarry.
Field effect.
You guys go all the way down to the bottom.
Oh my god, we are tiny.
Yes. This is an enormous map.
Holy shit. I just thought like the camera hadn't like
nope.
The pixels hadn't like generated.
No.
Nope. I have to zoom out.
I mean, have you ever seen like a marble quarry before? Like how you know big the machines are, and then you see compared to the giant slabs, you're like, holy shit, that has a lot of earth being moved.
They look like toy machines.
Oh yeah.
Like yeah. So the hallway that you come into, Elkwood, is that 280 feet long?
Jeez.
Until it opens up. So there's that. So let me go and read the flavor text here. Around the shoulder of the looming Summershade Mountain, the path widens and a final steep ascent. At the top of the rise, so this is sort of you coming up into it, so it sort of comes up into, so you sort of ascend a ramp. But as you sort of come into it and you look up where the mouth of it starts to kind of like close in, at the top of the rise, five armored figures stand tall. You can see behind them about, it's about 100 feet. Yeah, about 100 feet behind them or so. You can see a little opening into, so there's the cave, there's the tunnel that you're looking into. You can see the five figures, and then about 100 feet behind them, it looks like there's an entrance into the west, like into the mountain itself.
Yeah.
But farther behind them, it opens up way more, which is obviously into the quarry. So it looks like there's a little side entrance right here.
Cool. All right. This is going to be fun. All right. So, I mean, at least at this point, he doesn't have to slow down while stealthing, so...
Look at that. That's good.
Full speed stealth.
So there are the five figures that are just sort of standing there.
Yeah.
You can tell from the distance that you're at as you're approaching, you can tell that they are armored. Looks like they have just like regular, not like plate, but like a breastplate. They have like a helmet on, a spear. But looks like they're just standing at attention.
Hmm. Can't tell what kind? Like, you said fully armored?
Yeah. Like I said, they're
like full plate.
No. That's what I was saying. Just like a breastplate. They just have like a breastplate on. You can tell they have a helmet and they have a spear.
Right.
But they're just standing. Just standing there, looking out.
Human?
It looks about right, yeah. Humanoid, I should say.
Humanoid.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's going to stealth up there. So,
okay.
I mean, if he's invisible, it doesn't really matter either way.
Yep.
Because I just rolled a 14 on die for a 37 stealth.
Okay. You are as silent as the night itself. As you begin approaching, you realize that these guys aren't moving. As you approach even closer, you see that these are what look to be the guards that Jotaro had talked about, and then they are impaled.
Oh, they got.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, because
they got.
Yeah, because he was saying something that he had people there. Yeah, okay, they're already dead.
So they were good men.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, now they're dead.
Yeah. So it looks as though they are propped up here, still in armor and with tabards, and to obviously this is set up to make it look like at a distance that they were still on duty.
Right. Okay. How close am I? Like, okay, so how far where I am currently right now, how far are they?
So they're about 50 feet in front of you. From where you are now, that's about where they would be. So imagine that you're kind of like just past them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought they were further up. Okay.
No.
So he's going to inspect, and he's still stealthing. And he's also, due to one of his other effects, is that he's making sure there's no magical traps, blah, blah, blah. Like,
okay.
So, am I just using old stealth here?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, you just want to roll stealth? Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I rolled a 37. So.
Oh, right. Yeah. I'll let you carry that over. You can go ahead and you can walk up with your token. I'll tell you that there's the entrance here that goes to the west, that goes into the mountain.
You're talking.
And then,
oh god, my figure is so slow because it's so much.
Yes, because it's so large.
Oh.
So there's that right there, which if you want to go in there, let me know. There's a whole separate map for that. But if you want to go forward, then you can actually go into the quarry and look into it.
He's going to inspect it here, perception check, to see if there's anyone kind of patrolling.
Okay. Go ahead and roll perception.
Perception.
At the entrance of that little hallway.
Fuck. That's a... 20! That's just a 20. Natural 2.
20. I'll say that you can hear some voices, but they sound really far off and really echoey. So it sounds like whatever voices you do hear are, like, way down the hallway.
He is going to stealth past... past it.
Okay.
As well. So I'll do our stealth check. And then let's get plus 23. Let's go 35.
Yep. That's pretty good.
So he's on continuing past here.
Yep.
To the quarry.
So as you open up into the quarry.
Oh my god. I don't like it.
Can everybody else see with Elkwood's token?
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. So you all are seeing this. All right.
I am at least.
I don't like that. All right.
As you get into the quarry pit, hundreds of feet across, this granite pit has sheer sides. Thorny brush and lichen grow along the walls. The floor of the quarry contains four rectangular pits surrounded by worn paths. Each pit is covered with iron mesh lids. Cave openings dot the sides of the quarry walls. So, kind of want to give this big bowl, pretty much sheer cliffs.
Yep.
At the top of the sheer cliff, there are holes that look like caves. Sort of dotted around randomly.
Oh.
And then it continues up even further, and as you look up, you can see the mountain. You can see the top of the mountain just stretching beyond the quarry walls.
So mountain all around,
yes.
The bowl.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, and then kind of mid to upper, there's dots of cave openings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If you look at the map, you see how like there's a little bit of a darker color here.
Yeah.
And then there's a lighter color.
Yeah.
That is just the sheer cliff going up. And then at the top of that is where you see some of the tunnels, some of the cave holes.
My money for these giant cages. These are probably people. Jail cells.
Oh, yeah.
In the center of those cages, I'm going to show you a picture. You're not going to be able to see this as clearly from the distance, but this is what you see.
Huh.
Standing in the center.
Fuck.
Man,
who was this Street Fighter character here?
I know, right? So this is a giant of some kind. I say that because it is a large humanoid. He is grayish, dark skin. He's got long white hair, and he's got these like splint mail like all over his body. You can also tell from this distance he's got chains hanging from his arms. He's not chained down to anything. He just has them on.
Another thing that I think I could point out is that's not a flat head.
No, that is not a stone giant.
Oh boy. Yeah, and I can't. Well, as you said, I can't see him clearly. So
yeah. So the not enough to get any details beyond that.
Maybe he's the cool guy giant.
Yeah, he's the cool. He's like, hey guys, slavery's bad.
He looks a little bit like Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
I must break you.
Must break you.
This man looks like he will break us.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
This dude is, he honestly looks like he could be in some sort of, like, black metal band, too.
Yeah.
Is like, is he bigger looking than the Stone Giants, like, significantly?
He looks beefier. I can say that. Not bigger, size category-wise, no.
He's large. Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna post another picture here. Just kind of give you a posting it in our Age of Ashes chat.
It's secret. You guys can't see it.
Yeah, you guys can't see it. Oh my god, yeah, black metal band member right there. Yeah. Holy shit.
Looks right out of a black metal band.
I like it how his hair gets braided in the center. Like, that's very odd.
Yeah, I think that, so the one that they have here is the image on the map is the male, and I think that the one that I posted is a female. Mm-hmm. But the one that you see is a male.
I got a couple guesses, but I'll keep them to myself.
Elkwood, what would you like to do upon seeing this?
Well, did we say that you cast invisibility on me? Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure we talked about it.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
So, with the time still going, because again, he doesn't have to go half speed to stealth. So.
Oh, right. Okay.
So,
right.
He's speeding along pretty quick. He doesn't want to get super close because he has no idea what else is out here, but he's definitely like inspecting. So with these green patches, are these like trees coming out of the ground or just like shrubs?
No, it's just what did I say? It was like moss or something?
Oh, it was just moss. Was? Okay, it's so cool. It's kind of blurry. So I'm like, the trees,
thorny brush and lichen grow along with go along.
So
along
I can't hide behind it.
No. Nope.
It's the NFL Hall of Famer Randy Moss growing alongside of this cave.
Oh my god, we're all fucked.
Every time you throw a thrown weapon in this cave, it gets caught. And no damage is done.
Let's see here. Okay, so he's invisible, so let's go for it a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to, again, inspecting to see if there's any other traps, like his magical stuff like that. It's constantly.
This place seems pretty barren when it comes to traps.
Okay.
You in your knowledge, you're kind of like they thought that the guards up front would deter anybody. So.
Oh well, yeah. Yeah, five dead guys.
Yeah, yeah. So you get a little bit more in, kind of just staying on the south wall.
Where is he? You said dead center. Like,
oh yeah, here. Sorry. Let me show the token.
I want to see a large token on this fucking. Oh my god, yep. That's so stupid. He looks like a regular size token. All right.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So here's something funny. So they put squares on this map, and each of the squares I think is 40 feet. Is that what I remember? So the big squares that you see, like this thing is scaled to the resolution is terrible. Like that's how much this thing got scaled.
You know, I'm just I had to zoom out, and I was trying to use the ruler tool, and then I'm just like, wow, I have to actually zoom in to see the number.
Yeah, yeah.
The number, and from me to him right now, it is 290 feet, it looks like.
Yes, yes.
So that's out of my range in increment, even with hunted prey. With a longbow. So, yep. Oh boy.
He's just sitting there. He's like sitting there. He's just kind of chilling.
Okay.
He's like smoking a pipe.
He's vibing. Gotcha.
We could take him.
He's smoking. He's gonna die from cancer anyway.
If we wait long enough, he'll just die of lung cancer.
Who killed this giant? Marlboro Reds.
He's gonna keep creeping along because he notices there is a entrance.
Yes. So that hole that you see there on the the south side of the quarry, there is a hole. That hole is a ramp that goes up. Pass or along the sheer cliff. There's just a ramp that just goes up into the side. So it's not quite just a entrance like that. Oh. It is a whole. It's a whole ass ramp.
Okay, so I can't see anything. Like if I'm
not from the floor there. No.
Ugh, jeez, that's not good.
So tactically, fighting this guy right in the middle, not a good idea because it looks like there's like 1, 2, 3, 4. Areas where people could come and swarm in and and reinforce. Yeah. However, if we lured him with, you know, what's that noise? We could get him into a choke point, do the old paladin sandwich, take him out.
I don't think he's like a typical Skyrim NPC right now. He's
probably a noise.
No, actually, you're so good at stealth now, you can do that.
I mean, yeah, I just stealth archer. I mean, God. Bob, where's my times 16 crit damage?
I know, right? The time that I knew that things scaled weird was because I was max level stealth archer and I hit a wizard in the back of the head with an arrow, and he stood up and was just like, "I'll get you." I was just like, "Oh, this is bullshit."
it makes the game so easy at that point. Right. So he's there. He sees the ramp. He sees all the other entrances. I will probably say that the invisibility is starting to wear out a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, I mean, the distance that it takes to just,
I'm running
walk.
A football field.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Just full-on sprint, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, he says I stealth at full speed. So he's going to make his way back. Last check. Oh, crap. Stop. Again, he's going to actually, at this entrance here, can he take an R perception check in?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it took minutes to, walk that, so you got, yeah.
Yeah, why not? Where is perception check? Oh my god! 21.
21. Same thing, you just hear some voices, but they sound very, very far.
What did you roll, a 3?
Yes. God. I rolled a 2 and a 3.
Mark's the tomb now.
Oh.
Wait, yes, I'm done being the Tim.
Don't get your hopes up there, Timbo.
Yeah. All right. Anytime that Tim feels a little good about something, Kelly's just like, stop.
Stop feeling good.
I initiated that and still Kelly gets blamed.
So
this feels great. This is freedom.
He has to earn it.
I'll just scream whatever expletive at the top of my lungs. Like, stop it, Kelly.
Tim, when I'm president, you're going to be chief of information technology.
I don't want that burden. The U.S. The U.S.
Tim, you're in charge of IT for the whole country.
Tim, there we go. Tim, I didn't ask.
You think this is a request? It's not.
You will be the head, Jeff.
You will put Foundry on every computer.
I cannot bear the name. It's too heavy.
I don't want it.
That's awful. Okay, so anyway, so from this entrance, I don't see up anymore. Like, is it just black? Like, or is it
no,
a ramp?
Yeah. Is it just cave? It goes up and it turns north. And then that's all you can say, but there's no lights or anything.
By
in there.
The way, my position in this new government is going to be Secretary of, hey, you need a couch moved?
I know a guy.
The number of times that you've been at the Kofeld house and we have to move something is astonishing. It's
every time.
It's so funny.
Not to mention that John's a tall person, so every person and stranger asks him to do things for them.
Yes,
that's helpful.
I know.
Like, first time me and Mary went to the store to go to buy something, somebody asked me, hey, can you reach that for me? Yep. You would not, honey, that happens all the time.
My friend Alex is like 6'5", and every time he came over to my house, my mom had chores for him to do.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, the main one was there was a water pump under the house that would sometimes stop working that you had to poke with a broom. He was the only one tall enough to do it without having to crawl under the house. So every time he came over, she'd be like, can you go bang on the water pump? Mm-hmm.
Such a funny, chore.
Yeah.
Sure.
One time, so I've worked at nurseries before, and, one of the things is hanging baskets. And these particular hanging baskets, they're probably, 8 feet off the ground. Maybe 8 and a half. And my coworker at the time was very, very nice older lady. She was like, come help me with these. And she got this, stick broom thing. I was like, oh, I'm good. And I just pulled them off. And she was like, that's not fair. She's like, no, it's not fair.
And she kneecapped you right afterwards.
No, I held her at arm's length and she couldn't do nothing.
Sure. Yeah. Held her head.
Okay.
All right. So you come back with the information that
you
just went over.
Yeah, he's like, well, okay, so this place is quite gigantic, and there is a giant in the dead center that looks quite threatening. Much more than the stone giants. I couldn't get close enough before the invisibility wore off.
Is there any way I could make a society check or whatever check to try to figure out what type of giant this may be?
Yeah, I mean, was there a way I could do society or no?
You would be able to, yes, but I don't think that. It'd be a more difficult check because you weren't able to get close enough.
Right.
To, like,
I didn't want to try getting super close to him.
Yeah, you know that course. Makes sense. Yeah. I'll just make a Hail Mary throw.
Yeah.
29.
Don't think that's going to do it, but I will check. Let's see. Society. Nope.
Nope. Okay. You are not sure.
Yeah.
You were not able to get close enough, and therefore you're not sure what it might be.
Yes, but he's just sitting out there. I guess in the four pits, I have no idea what's actually in them.
And you're saying he has chains wrapped around his forearms and fists like those weapons.
Yes.
Guys, this guy sounds fucking awesome.
Yes, he actually looks really cool. But
like, fuck the mission, let's go talk to this guy. Hey, how do you fight with
maybe
chains?
Maybe we can convince him with coffee.
Benson, ever since we fought those acolytes, I feel like something's been awakened in you.
He likes chains.
You just seem really into chains now.
Guess I'm just a freak
I just
now.
Like the way.
No. There's no shame in here. You know I come from Nidal, right?
Shame. He's like says with a question
chains
mark.
Chains are kind of like a part of the decor there.
All right, now I feel like you're making it weird.
And so how we knock on people's houses, we shake chains outside.
Are you telling me that's not a euphemism for penis?
No.
If not,
surprisingly not.
I'm insulted.
But
no, we call that the dick chainy.
Dick chainy. Oh, damn it.
Damn it.
That's really
that
good.
That was actually really good.
I love
gotta
that.
Give
that
it
was
to
awesome.
Him.
All right, everybody all right, stand
Tim,
for applause.
Tim. Good job, Tim. Here's your Dick Cheney hero point.
Yes! You got a Dick Cheney hero point.
Dick Cheney hero point. Dick
that
Cheney
means if point. if your ally is nearby, you have a chance of actually just hitting
him. Shoot him,
just
in,
shoot
the face.
Him in the face.
you pull out the blunderbuss we got from Thick Nigel and shoot him in the face.
Boom!
Alright, anyway.
The car that's like you instantly crit the person next to you. You're like, wait, I've got the hero points.
Oh god.
Anyway, you guys are talking about this giant.
Yeah.
So the only details that he was able to provide were the cages, mm-hmm. or the pits.
Yeah.
The pits that are obviously cages.
And
the giant, and then there's the one hallway.
Yeah, the hallway, the ramps leading in, it's just I feel like there's going to be an ambush if we just go in there.
Last time we were at the mine, we made the mistake of
pulling everybody.
Being too out in the open before we knew what was around us. I'd rather take my chances with Halls than going straight out into the open to deal with that giant. We can deal with him later.
I don't think I remember you talking about that last time you talked about the mine. You talked about how it was glorious combat and how triumphantly you conquered the enemies there. It seems that you might have saturated a bit, huh, Kezra?
I never told you it started that way. Just told you how it ended. We don't talk about how it started. It was rookie mistakes.
Grimshaw, you just got destroyed by facts and logic.
Sit down.
The beginning was fucking awful.
I just didn't tell the whole truth.
I think that's called lying.
Bombs were going off. Benson was fighting his underwear. Monkeys are screaming.
Taking pot shots on a ramp. It's fine.
A little lizard to a fireball ass.
That's true. Bubble. Alright, so... But yeah, the hallway up to the left.
That seems like the most obvious point of ingress. I say we go for it.
Okay, how exactly are we doing this without fighting the guy?
Without fighting, I mean, we just go to the first entrance.
We're going
to here on the left.
Yeah,
we're going to this hallway right here.
Because we're like 300 feet away from him. I don't think he's going to hear us.
Yeah, if we go into this unexplored tunnel area.
Oh, I didn't see that. You're right.
Yeah, we probably won't have to deal with him for a while.
I was like looking at the one closest to us. That's not that one. I'm like, I don't think we're going to just Scooby-Doo sneak by this guy.
Actually, that's something. Something with the guards that were impaled and stuff. Do they have like an emblem on them or no?
They would have the emblem of like White Rock, so like with whatever that
okay.
the town symbol was.
Well, it's a rock.
No, think
it's white.
It's a rock.
It's a rock.
I got a rock.
He's gonna take one of them, like pretty much like as proof. Like if this guy, you know, he's like, yep, here's your guards.
Oh, gotcha. Yep. Yep.
Oh yeah. Like now that we're getting closer to them, are they just like bones? Like, do they pick clean from birds, or are they like?
They've definitely been picked from birds, okay. But yeah, there's still some gross
flesh
on there.
I've got possibly a effing weird little idea that actually might work. So if we take one of Elkwood's arrows, completely blunt it, but there's still like a metal base to the point, and just shoot it to the other side of the quarry, it's going to make a loud sound that will echo. We do that and then hightail it. Maybe, you know, just lowers the chances of us getting caught by anything.
Is the quarry completely quiet? Is there, like, no sound coming from those cages or anything?
When he was there, he didn't
hear it. It was just quiet. There's a giant lumbering around.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nighttime, so, yeah.
Honestly, I was expecting, you know, people milling about, but there wasn't, so it was something off. So... Alright, well, let's head up to the hallway.
Yeah.
What's that?
Alright.
We're like 400 feet away from him, so I don't think, like, us just walking is going to...
Yeah.
Seriously, drag your tokens. It's really fun watching.
It is really funny to see your character walk. Five.
You know,
Oh no, there's Kezra! No!
My thing does not want to cooperate right now, so I'm just gonna... You guys use the power of imagination. If you wouldn't mind.
Well,
it's working now. You guys get to that hallway. So this is the next morning after you guys have rested.
Right.
Yeah, you got your morning coffee, had your morning shit and all that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Did a good long poop, so I made sure I didn't have to go stop during the adventure.
All right, so we reconned at night and then came here in the morning. I'm fine with that.
Okay, so if you come here in the daytime... when you get to go ahead and make another perception check at the entrance of this hallway.
Okay. Give me a second. Perception. Oh my fucking god. 20.
Oh my god.
2, 3, and a 2.
Tim, knock it off.
Tim, what'd you get?
What'd you get, Tim?
What did I get? Oh, that's just a 26.
All right. Anybody else want to do perception on the hallway?
24.
Flat 30.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. You guys go up. You do hear some voices. Benson, because you rolled highest, I'll say that you did hear what sounded like voices sort of like... You can't make out any words, but you kind of get the vibe of people like kind of like bickering.
Mm.
Man, is there any way we can... learn giant before we come in here?
Well, we go back in the forest, power level on some squirrels, and then we all just
find a few goblin tribes, massacre them to level up.
Because I think it isn't level 12 like ability score increase.
No, it's every 5.
That's 15.
Every 5.
We gotta do a lot of power leveling.
It's a lot of power leveling.
And then we can dump it all into Int, and then we can learn, like, 4 languages.
As far as this podcasting is concerned, that's, like, 8 years of power farming?
Man, sort of strictly going to turn this podcast into a Monster of the Week kind of thing until you guys can learn Giant. I'm all for it. That's what you guys want to do.
That sounds closely like my personal hell.
What boss are we fighting this week? Oh, okay.
I just want to die. Right,
let me out this game. So that's what you get there.
Okay, so I literally grab Elkwood. I'm like, stop trying to light up that J. This guy's ahead.
It's not weed, I swear. The elves gave it to me. He said it's called a jazz cigarette.
I found it in the Stone Giant's pocket, therefore I smoked it.
That's exactly what I should
do. It's just
that.
A big ass.
Be massive.
Big ass joint.
That's why like you rolled your low perception, trying to hold that thing up and light it up as well. Come on.
It's like one of those joints from fucking Pineapple Express.
Right, cross joint.
The cross joint. Just like, oh my god, it's too much.
All right. You're at the entrance to that hallway. Did you guys want to look into the quarry at this point? Because it's daytime.
I'll
so
have you have... look.
Okay.
What? But I mean, do we want the chainmail clanky clank boy?
I'm wearing plate. How dare you?
The plate mail clanky clank boy.
Nobody like. I just freaking out, man. I'm trying to get this thing going.
Yeah. I know. I'm like, should we bother looking into the quarry? We could just go down the hallway. Like, all roads are going to lead to that quarry where we're going to have to fight, you know, three giants and a dragon. So you might as well just go in the hallway.
That's what I live my life by, man.
Three. I thought I forgot to add, and this was a dragon.
Three giants and a dragon sounds like a...
three giants and a dragon.
Yeah, it sounds like a show that just failed after two episodes.
My next executive order is to make that show.
Can we need to play all three of the giants?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Just copy-paste
it. Oh, it'd be a three-headed dragon. It'd be like a... King Ghidorah.
That would be three Dan DeVitos, and then the dragon is played by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Alright.
Dr. El Dakari.
Do you go to the mouth of the quarry?
Do we want to? I'm for it. If you guys are
I thought we were going in the hallway.
I'm just saying to look. I'm just saying to like look because now it's daytime.
Yeah,
so
if we're looking, then we're just gonna send Elkwood because
I'll do that.
Go do elk stuff.
Do me. Okay, cool. 13 on die for 36 for stealth.
Okay, you don't make a single noise and somehow slip into the shadows.
He hides behind all the rainy mosses.
You make it to the entrance. You make it to the entrance of the quarry itself, where the sheer cliff starts to start, and so you're sort of creeping along the edge of the wall, and you peek around, and you see the giant is still there.
He doesn't.
But
sleep.
he is over at one of these cages, and you can see that he's like, oh, breakfast. And it looks like he's teasing the people in the cages.
Yeah.
You can hear them like, ah, stop. He's like, shut up. And he like stomps on the cage. Put your hands down. I'm enjoying my breakfast.
Guys, I think he's an asshole.
What? No.
Pitiful weaklings.
Yep.
Stuck in a cage.
I mean, he's kind of got a point.
God damn it. I'm just like, oh, yeah. So, he sees this. I mean, he's just going to report back. I mean, at this point, he's like, well, he's insulting the people in the cages. So that does determine that there's people in those cages. I just prefer not to be in an ambush. So if we take out whoever's in these hallways, I think that'd be a good idea.
I agree.
Sounds right to me.
All right. Let me get you to another map.
This is Mapception right now.
There are four maps here.
And what's hilarious is that Vamir can actually go in here because of how big these freaking caves are.
Yeah.
Yeah. The tunnels do get tight. I'll tell you that. But he can walk in here. It's just gonna be tricky.
As long
for
as he gets his beacon there, he can still attack.
That's true.
So, as you get up to, as you walk 100 feet down this hallway,
Jesus. Whoa!
And eventually, the voices become louder and louder. I am going to bring you over to the map. Mark, I did not include Vamir, but if you want him, I'll just put him on the map for you.
Hey, put him behind Kez.
Okay, I'll just slide him back there. There you go. Wow, he looks funny in that hallway. That's funny.
He fits perfectly.
Hey, man, he's only cutting off perfect our retreat and everything.
Nah, it's fine. You can move past him since he's an allied square.
Yeah, it would just be just move at half speed. I mean, hopping. So he literally is only hopping like 5 feet.
He's doing that weird little hop.
Boop, boop, boop.
As you get to the, as you're walking down this hallway, let me say this, the voices become clearer and clearer, and it sounds like people are debating. Like I said, they sound kind of aggravated. It's like, no, show me your hand. I swore you were cheating.
Right.
No, I won. This is mine. You hear people kind of going back and forth like that.
Damn.
As the hallway sort of turns in, several weapon racks and lockers made from dark wood stand against the north wall. In an alcove to the west, 4 chairs surround a table that is heaped with coins. Natural passages in the stone lead west and southeast. A canvas curtain hangs in the passage leading west. So, can you guys see that right there?
Yeah.
That is a curtain.
Okay.
What you see as the source of the noise is 2 Scarlet Triad bruisers and 2 Scarlet Triad thugs.
Oh, boy.
It looks like they are playing a game on the table. Looks like they're playing cards, perhaps. Looks like they're bickering back and forth, and one of them clearly won. He's just like, ha, suckers! Oh, man, I'm gonna buy so many things with this. No, wait. All in, and he just puts it all.
Guys, hear me out. We can rob this poker game and skip town.
I just want one of us just be like, no, guys, this isn't how you play poker, and you just join them at the table.
Set me in.
But these guys look very... they look off guard.
Yeah.
So off guard is something like a fireball?
I want to do a spell that targets a mob, but I'm not going to do fireball.
You're just going to drop the chain lightning? Whip your dick out on the table like that?
No, these guys aren't worth it. If we're all ready, Kezra will cast third level fear on all 4 of them.
All right. What's your entrance walking in here? What are you guys going to do?
So they basically hear, they'll basically hear, like, a spell chant, like, it faintly from the hallway, and then all of them will just be, like, overcome with just this terrible fright, and then we'll rush in.
Okay.
And the first face they see is Grimshaw in his holy armaments of Milani.
Yeah.
Damn, he's handsome.
The antithesis of what they do.
I'm definitely rolling in with intimidation. So.
Oh, yeah. And he's in the back with stealth. I mean, shit.
Well, yeah, the target does not need to see you. It doesn't have any kind of thing like that. Okay. So they all need to roll will saves.
Will saves, please.
All right, so you see these guys, and you cast the spell, and you see fear begin to... envelop them. The hair stands up on the back of their neck, and they notice you guys coming up. And I will roll their will save next time.
Let's go down. Ready to kill some people?
I want to kill them.
I want to take their poker money.
Yeah, we're gonna see what was in that pot.
It's like 10 copper.
Hey everyone, Kelly here, the voice of Kezra. To remind you to follow us on all of our socials and to stay up to date with DPS content and Pathfinder related news. If you want more Dragon Punch Squad, check out our Twitch and YouTube channels, as well as our Discord and subreddit for episode discussions and lots of memes. See you next episode.